Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a more complicated situation than it seems.
Oh, what we got?
Well, on the surface, this woman, if the allegations are true, should be arrested and should be punished hard.
All right.
But if you saw this happening, for her to be punished, you would have to step in and say something. Stepping in, believing this child's mother was doing something very wrong with her own kids. And if you weren't completely sure you were right, it may be harder than you imagine to do what you believe is the right thing in the moment.
So what happened?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Tommy, back on April 4th, sheriff's deputies just east of us were called to a home for a possible domestic disturbance.
What happened?
It was happening in the middle of the day. They got to the house, and they don't know what happened because the folks who were involved weren't there.
Oh, so the house is empty.
You got it. They were, in fact, at the pickup line of the local elementary school, getting kids to drive them home.
Wait. Getting kids?
I would assume it's their children, but the way they write the story
is they're going to pick up their kids
from school. Okay. So police went looking, and they found a 47-year-old woman right where they thought she'd be in that school pickup.
Okay, waiting for a kid.
Mm-hmm. But the initial call to the cops about domestic disturbances, that was the least of the problems. According to authorities, the 47-year-old woman they were looking for was drunk in her car waiting to pick up a kid from school.
They won't find me here.
Kimmy, after she was arrested, she was taken into custody where they pulled her blood. And that's where police say they discovered she had a blood alcohol content of 0.22.
Damn.
Wow.
That's almost three times the legal limit. Yeah.
I don't even know how you're functioning at that point.
Thank you. Conscious, period.
Yeah.
And police say she was in her car.
Hey, she found the school.
She was arrested.
All right.
Charged with DWI, aggravated DWI, and attempted endangering the welfare of a child. She's got a court date coming up.
Now, the kid wasn't in the car at the time. I'm assuming she hadn't picked the kid up yet.
I don't know. Okay. They hadn't left the building if the kid was it or had left the parking lot.
Right.
All right. So, obviously, very scary story.
Yeah, you ain't kidding.
Not only do police say she was ready to take these kids home or her kid home or whatever drunk, let's keep in mind, she was allegedly driving with a .22 BAC on school property.
Right, with kids are walking around.
Yes!
Getting in cars.
But the way she was caught.
Yeah.
Illustrates how complicated this situation can be. Tommy, there wasn't a parent that called the police when they thought something was strange.
Yeah.
No one called the police because they saw her swerving or acting different and were worried for the kids.
Yeah.
The cops found her looking to talk to her about a potential domestic disturbance.
Yeah. I guess you don't think most people are drunk driving at that time of the day.
Well, I knew a guy who said they don't give out DWIs when it's sunny out.
Especially running, especially doing like a daily task like that.
Right, yeah.
You know?
Okay, and here's the thing. Maybe there weren't any other tells that showed up where the people around her thought something was wrong.
But you may have saw something and then realized later. Let's say as she pulled in, she clipped the curb.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right?
Maybe you just chalk it up to being a bad driver.
Yeah, you just, you know, the sun or whatever, you know, you clipped a curb.
Yeah, yeah.
But now you realize, she was probably, you know.
All of these things are very possible. Look, the fact is this. As a parent, there is this idea that you have to be rock solid positive that something is seriously wrong before you are calling the cops on another parent.
Yeah.
And it creates a very complicated situation. When do you know to step in these spots?
I guess it's something, I mean, you got to really see something, I think, don't you?
I mean, that's what I'm trying to figure out here. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's stick with under the influence, right? Like, it's one thing to see someone consume a bunch of alcohol and try and leave. At that point, you've witnessed it.
Right, you see the evidence.
But, like, how strange do they have to be acting to say something? Who do you tell if you see something? If they don't do anything, was that enough on your end?
And you may even have had some weird interactions with them before, so you may just think that's how they always are, or that's, yeah, you know, their strange personality, not realizing, oh, maybe they were drunk that whole time, or, you know, like maybe it's just their normal, so you don't know when to step in.
And again, to your point you made earlier, in this specific case, the last thing you would think is there's a 47-year-old woman that has a BAC of 0.22 picking up kids from school in a
just
parking
that alone
lot
would be shocking.
Yeah, your lights out.
But
yeah,
here's the thing, man. Uh-huh. Like, even in a situation where drinking would be appropriate, right? Like, at what point are you rock solid positive that something is so seriously wrong that I either have to confront that person or get someone to make this better? Because the kids in this are innocent, man.
Yeah, you may call the cops more because you think she's having some sort of medical issue before you call the cops on her being irresponsible.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
You know, you bring up a good point. And the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Is that the easiest way to pull off something like this?
Yeah,
if you
say,
are
I didn't think you were okay, or like I thought you were, you know.
Safety check.
Yeah, like having like some sort of seizure or something, and that's why you were swerving like that. I don't know. It would be easier to explain it out of concern rather than to accuse somebody.
Okay.
Yeah, because I'd have to see some kind of drunk behavior to pull a move. You know what I mean? If you're just sitting in your car, how would I even know, really?
No, you're right. Yeah. And that's what makes this complicated. Because, like, to your point, let's say, again, in a hypothetical situation, you watch someone clip the curb and just chalk that up to a rough day, right? Yeah. You would feel guilty on the back end.
Yeah.
Finding out.
Yeah,
she was drunk, and you were ready to just let her go.
Right.
Even with just the arrest, right? Like, everything worked out, thank God. The kids are safe. But after that's over, I watched this happen. I didn't say anything because I wasn't totally sure.
Though.
You're right. Look, I know you have no soul, so you could get over that quickly. There's a lot of people that couldn't.
I understand. But I like to let myself off the hook as soon as possible.
That's my point.
But, like, let's say she had to go get out of the car to get the kid.
Yeah.
And I see her, like, trip on a step. You know what I mean? And we've all done it. And just trip on a step.
Yeah.
Catches herself, grabs the kid, goes back in the car. You're not going to call the cops on that because you didn't. What are you going to tell the cops? I saw her trip.
Look, we're going to tell, like, straight up real.
I mean, she held onto her beer bottle the whole time.
You know there is a difference between oops trip and drunk trip.
You know. But
there
only
is
the
a
ones
difference
I've done.
But you can't witness a trip and know it's a drunk trip or a sober trip?
It kind of depends, man. I mean, you know.
Oh, man. I like to think that I would be able to immediately tell the difference between drunk trip, sober trip.
The only way you can tell the difference between a straight trip and a drunk trip is how you recover from it.
That's what I mean.
All right. So she, like, has to grab onto a handrail.
Or, like, there's multiple steps after the trip.
We spinning. Man, this school is doing 100 mile an hour.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. A 47-year-old woman was arrested after police found her in the pickup line of an elementary school. They were looking for her because in the middle of the day, there was a call at her residence for a suspicious, maybe domestic thing.
Yeah.
When they found her in the car waiting to pick up kids at the school, they found out she blew, according to police, a 0.22 BAC.
Yeah, that's up there.
Hammer drunk. If the allegations are true. All right, let me ask you this question, smart guy.
Yeah.
Let's say you see something enough where you have no choice.
All right.
I got to step in and say something. Is it easier to do that with a stranger, or is it easier to do that with someone you have a relationship with?
Oh, a stranger. What do I care about a stranger?
You think so?
Yeah, because I don't have to face that person again.
But the stranger, it could get contentious. It could get potentially violent.
Well, I'm not going up to them.
Let's say that's the only way you have of stopping.
I had to go up.
Look,
you have to interfere in some
exactly
way.
Like, this woman's about to get in her car. There is a kid in the back seat. You are the only person that is going
to
be able to stop her.
So I had
her
to physically walk up and say something.
Well, no, I mean, yeah, you don't have to be physical.
No,
but
I physically, I had to walk up to the car and say something.
You got it. Is it easier with someone you know or
in
a
that
stranger
situation? I would rather know them.
Okay.
And because I could just narc on some stranger.
You would have an easier time then.
Yeah, because then I could kind of approach it as, hey, where you been, man?
Yeah.
I could kind of like ease into it if I know them a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to go up to a stranger and do that because I don't have that same leverage.
You think that you're charming enough?
No.
To be able, no, you just said like, hey, how's it going? Like, you think you're going to like outsmart them into not driving the car? They're going to know what you're doing immediately.
They know me. How smart are they? And they're drunk in the middle of the day. If they're my friends, I think I got this.
All valid points. I take it back.
Yeah. You know the same people.
Yeah, I think you'd have an easier time approaching the situation, knowing that person before, because they're not immediately going to be defensive if you're just coming up to have a conversation.
Yeah.
Whereas if it's a stranger, like, they're already like a little bit ready to fight you on it.
Okay, so in the moment, you're right. But here's what you guys maybe may not be considering. The effect it would have on everything in the future.
Oh, sure.
Right? Because not only do you have this person that you know that may either they're pissed at you that you would step in.
You've embarrassed them.
There may be resentment that they have been arrested or gotten in a serious trouble and you were the one that stepped in and stopped it.
True.
You also have the relationship with whatever the relationship to the kid is, right. Whether that's a grandson, niece, nephew, friend of your kid's friend.
Oh, it's a game changer for sure.
It would be, right?
That's why I would be so not wanting to do this. Like, even if I'm walking up to the car, I'm trying to talk myself out of it. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, you bring up a good point. Like, is the hesitation wanting to be sure that this person is doing something? Like, I don't want to call the cops on someone that isn't doing anything wrong.
Right.
Or is the hesitation knowing that everything's about to change and I'm looking for any reason for it to not change?
And I also wouldn't want to be caught in that catch 22 of, let's say my wife is with me in the car.
Okay.
And I know that guy, right? Or girl. And I go, oh, that's bad. And you should go out there and say something. And then I start walking up and then I don't. And I look back, she's looking at me in the car. And now I'm stuck between a drunk and my wife.
A drunk in a hard place.
Yes, yes. And I don't know what to do. I'm in no man's land here. And it's all on me. Ah, God, I want a drink.
The wife tells you got to go. At least you can use that as the excuse. Look, man, I wouldn't have done it. My wife said I got
to
come over.
Oh, I get to her to the bus.
Why not?
She gets about to drink.
Look, bro. Man, hey, it's
I'm with you all the way, man.
But
you should be able to raise your child how you want to raise it.
Not what I'm saying.
You're also forgetting you're going to have an audience in a lot of these situations, too. Like,
if it escalates, for sure.
Yeah, because, I mean, you're making this decision. You're worried about what that person's going to do. I also don't know what everybody around me thinks is going on here, because I might look like the bad guy if they don't really know the situation, and I don't need other people jumping in on it.
Well, but I would also argue that a crowd might help you. If other people were too afraid to say something, you have now said something.
Yeah,
and
I would hope, but you never know. Yeah.
I guess I don't know what kind of drunk they are.
Yeah.
You know, they're happy drunk. They snap. You know what I mean?
One that does my drive-in, we know it's that one.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of drunk.
Oh, yeah.
So the most complicated thing you will deal with when it comes to stepping in with other adults and the safety of kids and things like that, as we talk about this woman again, arrested at an elementary school after police say she had blown a .22, or excuse me, they pulled her blood for a .22 BAC while she was waiting to pick up kids in a car at the pickup line at school. When your own kid becomes friends with a parent you are suspicious of.
Oh, okay.
And it doesn't matter the age.
Shady parent.
Well, shady is the wrong way to put it. I guess suspicious is, when I say suspicious, I don't mean of them being bad. I mean of them having issues or things could go south.
All right.
And it doesn't matter the age. You don't want to outright tell your kid you can't go over to this kid's house because XYZ.
Yeah.
But at the same time, every moment they are spending at this person's house, things could get bad.
Oh, sure.
And you will not relax until your kid's back in your car again. And by the way, the same thing goes for when that kid is at your house because when this parent shows up to come get their kid, what are they going to look like?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of situation are they going to be in? It's such a tough dance to do.
Yeah, you ain't kidding. Yeah, what do you do like if the parent comes to pick up their kid and they hit a happy hour?
It's a great question. It's a great question.
Because it's their kid. I can't. Because that's going to get ugly.
Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it will. And like, what sucks about it too is like, you can't even rely on how the kid feels about it, because that may be the kid's normal. That may not even be alarming to
and
them.
It really ain't up to him. It's about his safety.
Exactly. But no, what I'm saying is like, I can't look at the kid and be like, is the kid scared? Because there are plenty, you know, kids may have seen this is normal here.
Yeah, reading the kid. Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not to mention, again, like, that kid in the situation is innocent. Like, you don't want to punish a kid and keep your kid away from them connecting with somebody else because of what their parents may be doing.
Man, kids are such a pain in the ass. God damn.
It's not a pain in the ass. I mean,
a blessing of a pain in the ass. Thank you
for this. A pain in the ass blessing.
Yes.
Look, there are folks that grew up listening right now with parents that were not in good situations.
Yeah.
And
my sister.
But like, may have been able to get out of situations because of the time they were able to spend in other people's homes or the connections they made with kids where it was like, okay, this is normal. I mean, do you want to be that parent that like doesn't give that kid an opportunity? Do you not want to be a safe haven for a kid?
Yeah, I mean, my nieces had that across the street and stuff. So, but yes.
Did your parents ever tell you, Kimmy, you can't hang out with that kid anymore on account of the parents? Now that they told you the parents.
I don't think that they... I knew, like, there were some times where they were, like, maybe worried that, not that I was getting bullied, but, like, you know, I was being pushed around maybe a little bit as a kid.
Okay.
But they let me figure out a lot of that stuff on my own.
That's
like,
good.
They never, like, told me I couldn't hang out with people or told me how to hang out with people. But I could definitely tell, I'm sure there were times where there was concern.
Okay.
Like, every time I said something, my father did, like, it's that crew you're hanging out with.
Meanwhile, he's the leader of said crew.
Yes.
Hey, they call me Tommy Tots. Come on, boys. All right, let's take a break.
I'm doing a musical.
Well, yeah, man. You're dressed for it, you bitch-ass bitch.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it was just a matter of time.
Whatever.
Well, we've been seeing stories about this on the news for years.
Mm.
And one major on-ramp in our area has been closed for a very long time.
Yeah.
The reason it's been closed, however, may not be what you thought. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. We will jump right into this story.
Mm.
Last summer, the flyover ramp to get to 490 East near the Freddie Sue Bridge was shut down.
Yeah,
it's the ramp you take off of Monroe Avenue. It's across the street from the Strong Museum of
Mm-hmm.
War. Right? A lot of people, myself included,
assume
that they closed the flyover for construction.
Yeah, because
they were also working on the Freddie Sue Bridge at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Kimmy.
Excuse me, it's a little gas.
Turns out, construction was not the reason they shut it down.
So, the ramp's okay? Does it need to be worked on?
Story on 10 ABC.
Yeah. They just said, don't use this anymore.
Yep. Says the area has been shut down for the last 9 months because an inspection showed the ramp was not safe.
But this is right where that skate park is.
I don't know if it's directly over
the skate park. Well, it's around that area.
It is around that area.
It goes by it.
Yeah.
So they're saying it's not stable?
I don't know. They said safe.
Right.
Use the word safe. I don't want to say things that they didn't say.
Mm.
10 NBC did go take some pictures under the bridge. And look, I'm not an engineer, neither are they.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you this. Didn't look good.
Oh, really?
Didn't look good.
Looks like there were some patches missing.
Yeah. So it's like falling apart.
Well, you could see rebar in some spots.
Okay. Right.
So the bridge is over 50 years old. I don't know how often that, I keep saying bridge, on-ramp, is over 50 years old. I don't know how often it's gotten repairs.
Right.
How long is this going to be closed?
So they're not working on it.
No.
They're just letting it sit there and rot.
Here's the quote from the Department of Transportation.
Yeah.
Ready? Quote, out of an abundance of caution, the ramp will remain closed while the DOT completes an analysis to determine the extent of the rehabilitation work needed.
Mm. So they don't even know what they have to do to it yet.
In their defense, it's only been 9 months.
Yeah, we're getting to it.
The time it
seems
takes.
Seems like you just need somebody to come take a peek.
So let's get this right. Next to this thing that needs to be fixed, we built an unnecessary skate park.
Okay,
which is also made out of cement. Oh. So think about that. You built a skate park that you don't need.
They built a skate park like 4 years ago.
And most of it was privately funded.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was like a whole project that some separate group was doing.
Are you sure about all that?
Yes, because it took them 20 years to get it all. Look, they did a really good job of raising the money, the folks that wanted to build this skate park.
All right. I'll be honest with you, I take it back.
I don't know if it was majority privately funded, but I know there was private money involved, and it took a long time to get
okay.
it. And I don't know if they use the same concrete in the skate park that they use on an overpass or
concrete.
No, it's a different color.
Probably different people.
What, that don't mean nothing.
And I also think it's going to be more expensive to fix an on-ramp than it is to build a half pipe.
I guess I'm just looking at priorities.
Okay. Oh, is that
but they didn't. I guess they didn't know.
Skate park for the punk
at the time of the skate park, they didn't know that the ramp was dangerous.
Even though it's been decaying for quite some time, obviously.
There's a lot of stuff.
So I'm trying to think of the closest way to get on 490 East from that spot. Because I'm going to be honest with you. Like, when I am in that area, I always get on that on-ramp.
Well,
that's
why it was so great. You zipped right on.
Can't you just go like one block over, you can get on 490 East?
No, because some of those off of Monroe, you're right, some of those ones that go down the way don't have a 490 East. Like Winton doesn't have a 490 East. You can only get off. You can't get on 490 East.
You can get on 490 East from
Winton. You got to go back down and around. I'm saying I don't know which ones have the 490 East on it.
So you want to go east on 490.
What I'm saying is, like, I keep forgetting that that flyover ramp is closed. So I'll get on it, and I'm like, ah, damn it! And now I got to drive all the way through the city, up through gates, and go off Scottsville Road to get back to Henrietta.
Yeah. When I'm going, there's one we're missing.
I keep forgetting that it's closed because I've done that my whole life to go 490 East. It's like,
it was a nice, ramp to have right downtown.
Was.
Yeah.
Can't you get on right after the bridge?
No.
Going 490 East?
You could get out of your car and ask those kids at the skate park.
Will you let the skate park go?
No. I have the whole skate park.
Like right near Jiva Theater. There's a ramp there to get on 490 East.
Yeah, but that's not near where this flyover is. It's across the street from Strong, the Strong Museum of Play.
Yeah, that's Pigeon
not
Park.
Not that far.
Or Crow Park. Where's the one with all the birds?
Yeah, I understand. You're just picking every old man story from the last couple of weeks we've talked about.
Well, that's how I use my directions. Things I hate.
252 WCMF story on 10 NBC last night. The flyover ramp, 490 East near the Freddie Sue Bridge across the street from the Strong Museum of Play on Monroe Avenue there. It's been closed for 9 months. Everybody assumed it was closed for construction. It's not. It's not safe. They shut it down 9 months ago because it wasn't safe. How are we just finding out now that's why they shut it down?
Well, I always just assumed they were working on it.
Samesies.
I always said, things take forever. So because I drive by it every morning when I come here. I always just assume they're just working on all that stuff.
Yeah, I didn't know, like, there was a... I can't think of the last thing that was closed with a to-be-determined date.
But, like, when you figured it out that it wasn't safe, and I get it, right? Mm. Like, fine, like, you did the right thing, shutting it down. Okay, cool. You weren't going to put out a press release saying, like, hey, the reason we closed it was because we're worried it's not safe?
And we're not going to work on it for a while?
Yeah, you just let that kind of...
I guess maybe not enough people even use it to care.
Must be.
Is that part of it? Like, maybe it's just not like a super busy spot?
It would have to be. That's a pretty busy spot on Monroe Ave there, right?
Yeah, I would think, because I used to use it all the time.
Yeah, you got a whole bunch of buildings that hold multiple businesses down there. You got the Strong Museum of Play literally right across the street.
But usually if you're coming to it, you're not, you know, you maybe don't notice it going home. I don't know.
I don't know. Okay, so as we talk about all the things around that spot in the city, that specific neighborhood, is very strange at the moment. Because on one hand, it is arguably the hottest spot in the greater Rochester area.
Well, you got a lot of new apartment buildings and construction in that area.
So you have that. We brought up the Museum of Play. It's arguably our biggest out-of-town tourist attraction. Mm-hmm. You have the new hotel and restaurant that were also put there because of the Strong.
Oh, you also have Rock the River, baby.
River's not down there.
Well, it's right there.
No, MLK Park is there.
Yeah.
They do the Holiday Village in the winter, Party in the Park in the summer. Both of those are always packed.
Yeah, that's coming up.
It's really good times in that area. Also, in that same neighborhood where you had that pieces of building falling on the street down by the Hotel Cadillac, right? They just reopened that road. You're still not allowed on the sidewalk. Now the on-ramp is not safe enough to use. So... on one hand,
it's going to be a fun summer.
Well, but that's just it. Like, you have like this.
Keep your head on a swivel.
It's a focus of a lot of the things you do in the city. Yeah. And then right next to all of that, you have concrete falling all over the place. Is that a good or a bad spot?
Depends on. No, it's not a good spot if I can get hit by concrete.
But all of the cool stuff is right down
there. Yes, it is. It is. So just, be aware of your surroundings.
Look up.
Okay. Look, I don't mean to be like Captain Obvious here, but it's probably not the best look to have all of the things literally falling apart next to all the other things you're trying to bring people down into the city with.
Yeah, it puts a bad taste in people's mouth.
How did we get to this point?
We just let stuff go.
And by the way, this isn't a Rochester question. I think it's a whole country question.
Yeah, we let all this stuff get raggedy. We didn't want to spend the money.
But like, how did... serious question, and maybe this is the most base question of all, but I'm serious when I ask this. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. We all have homes, right, where you have to, like, maintain it.
Yeah.
You have a car where, if you don't do things to keep up on it, it's going to go.
Very dangerous.
Nobody thought about that? Because
I'm not in charge of any of that stuff.
Was there a certain time period, though, where we weren't really building things all that great?
But because this bridge has been, or this overpass has been there 50 years.
Right.
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive that it lasted 50 years.
Yeah, but that's about probably the lifespan of a road.
I just don't understand.
Yeah.
How, like, from, like, 1960 to today, everyone was like, it's fine.
Because nobody wants to do the hard stuff. Everybody wants to do the sexy projects, right?
Okay.
It's easy to raise money for that stuff.
Okay.
But for someone getting on, let's have a meeting about bridges. Boo! Tell us more about the Fast Ferry.
But like,
with a soccer stadium on the bow.
If you talk about a lot of these like projects that were done initially, and I know it's not the bridge because it's right. only been around maybe
back
years.
In a day.
Yeah, but like, you know, these public works projects, right. it put a bunch of people to work. It got did. Us out of the Great Depression.
Yeah.
You're like, people get jobs with this stuff.
Right.
I would think you'd be able to sell, hey, there's a bunch of people going to work, and you're not going to die falling through an on-ramp. Right.
Yeah, because you can't make the argument that it's going to inconvenience people at this point, because like you said, it's been closed anyway, right. so what's the difference?
Yeah.
But do we also not have enough people around to do this kind of work? Because that's the other thing. That's construction, which they're all coming up short on.
Okay, maybe now, but not for the last 40 years, 50 years.
Yeah, but we've been trending in that direction of people getting out of this, you know, the trades.
I mean, I get like plumbers and carpenters. Is there a shortage of
construction guys, road guys?
Would you use a maid? No, they're out everywhere.
Those are all tough jobs, but they're also doing projects.
Okay. But what they weren't doing projects before this project.
Like 20 years ago, to this point? I mean,
come on, man. You can't tell me 20, 30.
I don't know what the cement business is like now. I used to like that good mob cement. That stuff was sturdy.
You going to blame the mob on this one?
No. We chased the mob out, and there you go.
What are you talking
Now you
about?
Don't have good cement for your ramps. They delivered.
We got Facebook messages coming in. Again, we're talking about this ramp, the 490 East flyover ramp near the Freddie Sue Bridge across the street from the Strong Museum on Monroe Avenue. It's been closed for 9 months. Folks assumed it was getting worked on.
Yeah.
No, they closed it because after an inspection, they determined it wasn't safe. There is no word on when it's going to open again. They do say, quote, the ramp will remain closed. This is from the DOT. While the DOT completes an analysis to determine the extent of the rehab work needed. Dan writes us on Facebook.
Yeah.
Stop being an alarmist. Things are safe, and sometimes these things happen, and they have to be fixed. It's not a big deal. I'm not being an alarmist.
Yeah, but they're not fixing it. It's just sitting there. Meanwhile, they painted that bridge, and they worked on that bridge.
Well, look, let's not crap all over the other good things they're doing. Like, fix the bridge. Make the bridge good.
All right. Let's
not be like, well, what's the point of fixing anything?
They're maintaining, which is what we're arguing they should do.
And look, like I said, to Dan's point, it's good that they shut the bridge or the thing down because keep people safe. But he says these things, you know, sometimes these things just happen. You can't say sometimes these things just happen. Sides don't just fall off of buildings.
Yeah.
Bridges aren't just all of the sudden dangerous.
Yeah.
You take your eye off the ball.
Yeah, they get a little old and crappy.
But, like, you let this stuff get away from you, and now there's not a ramp to use.
And now we got
to
fix everything.
Yeah. I don't think that's inappropriate to point out.
No. No. I want it fixed.
Okay.
Or knock it down. Do one or the other.
Did you do that?
Well, I'd rather knock it down. It just ended up falling down.
Okay, that's
if you're not going to use it, knock it down.
It's a good policy.
Well, get it the hell out of here.
Nobody's using it, so it's probably fine. Just leave it. Whatever. Who cares? We're all going to die one day anyway.
Vertical skate park.
Shut up with the skate park.
I know.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Who could have saw this coming?
What's coming?
Except every single person other than who works in this NFL fridge.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. So the NFL draft, as we told you, exactly 2 weeks from today.
Okay.
Live from Green Bay, Wisconsin, if I'm not mistaken.
I think you're right.
Okay. The Bills, by the way, could go a whole bunch of different places. D-lineman, defensive end.
It's all over the place.
Corner. They could go wide receiver in the first round, and that's if they stay in the first round. They could also be moving up into the top 10. They got a whole bunch of extra draft picks, Tommy.
Very exciting.
It's craziness. You know how Brandon Bean is, man. He don't sit still. He ain't just sitting on his hands.
No, he ain't.
And here's the thing. You need the draft now because all of the premier players that were free agents have been snapped up.
Yeah.
Except for one, if you want to call him a premier player.
Are you still sitting there on the sidelines?
Quarterback Aaron Rodgers,
yeah.
After being released by the New York Jets, he's still a free agent.
But he's been bouncing all over, like, trying to sell himself.
Well, not really.
Because I've been hearing, like, different rumors.
According to him, he's narrowed it down to his teams.
Okay. Well, I love how you say teams. So, when the offseason started.
Yeah.
There were rumors he could land with the New York Jets, or with the Giants, excuse me,
right.
The Minnesota Vikings, the Tennessee Titans were mentioned.
The Steelers?
And the Steelers.
Yeah.
The three teams we named first
all
have their guys.
All right, so that's out.
The only team remaining where Aaron Rodgers would walk in, be a guaranteed starter, and have a roster that could actually compete is the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Okay.
Kimmy, for the last month, it seems the Pittsburgh Steelers have assumed it's only a matter of time before Aaron Rodgers signs with them.
Yeah.
yet he hasn't.
Okay, but they want him?
Yes.
Like, how is the ball in his court? That's what I want to know.
Why are they doing this?
I don't understand. He needs them more than they need him, what? In my opinion.
And what are you getting out of him? He hasn't played a full season in 3 years.
He played a full season last year.
Was that a full season? I thought he was out.
No, he played a full season. Didn't miss any time. In fact, he had a hamstring injury that he would not let them x-ray because didn't want to have to miss time.
So what is how many years ago did the Bills take him out? That was 2 years ago?
2 years ago, yeah.
All right.
So, for some reason, the Steelers
They're letting him play these games.
The Steelers had two quarterbacks that could have been their starters in Russell Wilson and Justin Fields that played with them last year that they let walk and sign with other teams, waiting for Aaron Rodgers. And it hasn't happened yet.
Wow.
And the Steelers, apparently trying to push the issue,
they lure him in,
have scheduled meetings with two quarterbacks in the draft 2 weeks from now.
Oh, to put pressure on Rodgers.
I guess.
Saying, if you don't, we're going to get these kids.
Yeah.
Why would you go get those kids?
Yeah.
Well, one of them, I mean, you know.
It's not a strong year for quarterbacks, I guess.
Yeah, but you're taking this
like,
old
unless
man.
You're getting, like, one, like what, three top ones?
Well, even that. I mean, that Cam Ward kid.
I don't
know.
He's
going to go first overall. Shedeur Sanders is, like, falling down. It's Deion Sanders' kid.
Wait, Deion Sanders? I want that kid.
I don't know.
Well, I don't know if the Steelers could even. Are they? What?
They have him. He's being mocked at 9 right now. I think the Steelers are in the mid-teens.
Yeah.
So it's possible he falls there.
Yeah.
All right.
Go up and get him. You don't want Shedeur Sanders.
He's prime time.
I mean, look, he's entertaining. I don't know if he's a franchise quarterback.
He's got his daddy to teach him.
He played corner.
No, but he knows the game. He's a coach.
No, look,
he's coach prime.
How
hard is it to be coach prime?
I'm a guy that wanted Josh Rosen over Josh Allen seven, eight years ago, so I'm the wrong guy
to
ask.
Don't take our advice.
Yeah, exactly.
But if I'm the Steelers and somebody like that does fall to me, I'd rather take a chance on like a young quarterback than bring in Aaron Rodgers for what,
a
season maybe?
Hey, unless they have a plan for next year and they're just trying to get there.
Mm. Possible. Look,
so Rodgers, when the season was over, came out and said that he was ready to turn over a new leaf and just go play football.
Yeah.
And he has turned around and done the exact same thing that he did to the Jets and the Green Bay Packers in the last two. And, I mean, he's doing it just for the attention, right?
Yeah.
Kimmy?
Yeah. I mean, what are his options at this point?
He had that Netflix series, the Enigma?
Enigma. Yeah. Yes, yeah.
That he produced, I think. Right?
Yeah. No, his people.
I want to know, like, what argument he's making to the Steelers that's like making them hold out for him.
He's holding out for coin, obviously.
I don't think it's money. I think that he wants literally the attention. I think his argument is, I'm thinking about retiring. But meanwhile, he's also been
working. All right, so it's I'm going to retire. Yeah, because there's no threatening going to another team at this point,
the
I would
Vikings,
think.
Vikings, maybe. But they would have to, I don't know. Yeah.
I'm just shocked you're still around.
Does he have pictures of the commissioner naked
or
something? No, I'm serious. Why any NFL team?
Based on the news, I think there's a lot of pictures floating around. A lot of dudes got pictures. They went back. I see a lot of tap dancing.
I don't understand with what we've seen from Rodgers the last couple of years, why you would want him, period.
Yeah.
Forget the drama.
I, at this point, like, good for him because everybody's letting him do it. So it's on all these teams for holding out for him.
You know what this is like?
What's that?
Like when you're raising a toddler. Right, and you decide, like, you, your spouse, their aunts and uncles, like, listen, they're being a terror, and we have to lay down the law, and this is how it's going to be. And everybody agrees, except when they go to grandma's house.
Yeah.
And grandma reinforces that behavior, and the kid still acts like a monster because there's that one person in their life who's going to let them do whatever they want.
Yeah,
the Steelers are grandma.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But at least that toddler's going to grow into something. What do you get with Aaron Rodgers?
I don't know. Watch him go side with the Steelers and, like, make the playoffs.
Yeah.
I know, seriously.
Yeah, well, look, you spoke it into existence. You did.
We blame you.
How old is Ben Roethlisberger? Is he the same age as Aaron Rodgers?
No. He's older.
He is?
Yeah, he came out in... Oh, he came out.
I always
figured
those dudes were about the same age.
He came out with Eli Manning that draft and Phillip Rivers.
He actually... Ben Roethlisberger is only 43.
Wait, are they the same age?
They got to be close, I thought.
Ben Roethlisberger much fatter.
We'll give Aaron some time.
Okay, Aaron Rodgers is 41.
No.
So they're only 2 years apart.
Right. The guy that's been retired.
Yeah.
You're looking at this relic.
That's a great point. Yeah, but Roethlisberger, I mean, he didn't take care of himself.
No.
He wasn't going on darkness retreats and drinking Hayawasaka. How do you say that?
Osaka.
No, not Osaka. That's a city in Japan. And I know you were also trying to say sake. No, you idiot. There's a, what's the thing? Hayawasaka? Iowa.
No, that's right. That town of Wisconsin.
Are you talking about?
In. Remember they said don't come back?
Yeah, because I didn't have brilliant jokes like that.
I don't know.
Iowa's.
So it's a drink?
No.
It's like a psychedelic
beverage or a psychoactive beverage.
Oh, you got bubble tea?
Awashka?
Yeah, like the bubble tea. They call it the bubble tea of acid.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.